Welcome to a Thursday edition of the What's On Your Mind preview. I'm Scott Hannon. Mark Scogerville will be here. He is Mark the Freedom Poet, that heads up our Common Sense Club. And between us, we'll be behind these microphones on the flag east and west for a good 6 hours of today of your broadcast family. Our broadcast family, and we consider you family to have those radios tuned in either to AM 1100 in the east or AM 1090 in the Boomin' Bakken, both radio stations we call the flag, because we stand for God and country here proudly on this program. We're going to check out the news headlines today. I have a copy of the Fargo Forum in front of me. I have a copy of the USA Today in front of me, and there's stories that connect to me. Good morning, Mark Scogerville. How are you?
Good morning.
By the way, we will have Michelle Bachman on the program today. She'll be here a little later on. So we look forward to that conversation. She is joining us at the bottom of the hour. So we'll get a nice 10-minute conversation with her.
Okay. I dressed for her.
You did, huh? You know, Steve Bachman is going to be in the in Medora today.
Lucky guy.
I know. So I wore my Bully Pulpit shirt. So you dress for Michelle, and I dress for our Medora broadcast today. Also, Senator Heidi Heitkamp will be here. We're going to talk with her about the Senate Farm Bill passing, prospects for it in the House, welcome calls, questions for her. The project manager for something called Vision West will be here. This is an effort that covers 19 oil and gas producing counties in western North Dakota. They are setting the stage for economic sustainability, strategic planning. They've got community leaders and citizens all together in Medora, so looking forward to getting an update on that. Also, in our 10 o'clock hour, we're going to talk with some folks about what's happening in Medora this year. And we love that. You know, you've got the Bully Pulpit Golf Course. You've got the Medora Musical cranking up. You have so many wonderful things happening out there. So we look forward to talking about that. Here's a story I want to spend a little time on today. We'll run through a number of things in the news, but we're going to talk more about this next hour. Headline of the Fargo Forum, Forgotten Priorities. Forgotten Priorities. And then a big sign that says, Baby on Board. Change in routine, common factor when children are left in hot vehicles. The forum has three stories surrounding the tragedy of a family in Moorhead losing a child this week, 5-month-old baby girl that was in a van for 4 hours and died on Tuesday night. And this story talks about a website, kidsincars.org, a group that tracks statistics on children who die or injured after being left in vehicles parked in parking cars or driveways. And it also talks about how this is not uncommon. Since 1990, 97% of these incidents that we know about of heat stroke for children in vehicles, 97% of them happened between 1990 and 2010. And the vast majority of them, this really started to spike late 90s, 98, 99, 2000, and, you know, I think 2010 was a high watermark. But pre-1990 didn't happen. Why?
Profound change in respect for life and priorities. I think they got the headline right. But they don't really know how deep it goes.
USA Today has the same thing here. The children are gone, yet laws meant to honor them or serve a greater purpose are fading away. Megan's Law, Jacob's Law, Jessica's Law, Adam's Law, Amelia's Law. And talks about, you know, okay, we're going to put this law in place. I don't want to add to the agony of this family.
Right.
But I think maybe what this family is has done, I hope, is wake some people up to what ought not be forgotten priorities. Do you know what I mean?
Absolutely.
I think what, you know, what really struck me today about these two stories combined is that this maybe is the wake-up call, that our culture is in a world of hurt, that we're, quote-unquote, too busy, and there's too many things going on, to remember our kids.
And you know what? It's narcissism. It's focus on self. Didn't count the kids. Didn't, you know, the thought didn't go to that child in his care during that whole time. And that's true of all these other cases. They're preoccupied. We have such a busy world. Said often these cases involve two full-time parents who really don't know which parent is in charge of which kid. But in the hectic, whirling world, nobody cross-checks because there is a frantic self-absorption. It might even be with the big increase in Facebook, and everybody is so thinking about themselves. I know people that spend so much time on Facebook about themselves that...
I had dinner. Yeah. I'm with friends.
Yeah, I'm here. I really had a lovely burp, you know?
Yeah.
And
I don't need to know about your burp or have pictures.
Well, I didn't put it up there.
Yeah, thank you.
Somebody else might have.
Anyway, we're going to explore that a little bit today. I think it's a wake-up call. I really do. I think it's a wake-up call. I don't know whether it'll be heard. I don't know whether it'll be answered. But I think this is ridiculous.
You know, all of those other cases were Megan's Law, Jacob's Law. These were cases and laws that were passed by the parents who had some other criminal do an act. The thing about this is the parents were the inadvertent causes of this tragedy. Yeah. So it's up to us. They're grieving. It's up to us to be part of the wake-up call. To say, you know, just like we do about tornado warnings and like we do about, are you ready for a blizzard? Have you counted your kids today? And keep your eyes out. Be thinking about not only are there funny unattended packages there that can blow us up, but what about an unattended child? And I really appreciated the pre-show banner talking about, hey, if you see a kid in a hot car, you have the right bust the window, call the cops, intervene see this going on.
I would think most people would do that. I really would.
Well, still, we had 31 kids die that way last year.
I know.
2010 was right at 50.
Unbelievable.
A lot of people aren't paying attention.
Why is this happening in greater numbers? We're going to try and tackle that. Welcome your input on it, 855-200-1776. Is this a wake-up call? 855-200-1776. Okay, skeeters. Skeeters have descended upon us. Have you been bitten by a skeeter yet this year? I haven't, actually.
Well, a wonderful person brought me a couch and two skeeters.
Did a skeeter sneak in?
Yeah.
Anyway, ground crews are out in full force to knock down the number of bloodsuckers to more tolerable levels, at least in Cass County. The number of pesky insects in the city has jumped in recent days. Nothing extraordinary, even if it feels that way, but... all this rain is going to bring a lot of skeeters once we do get summer finally. And today's actually going to be a decent day.
How hot's it going to get?
Let's see. On the east, be near 80 degrees again. Calm winds, sunny skies, so it'll be really nice. Oil patch, sunny, high near 75, breezy. Winds high as 31. Gosh, we've got a lot of wind. But the nice thing is when we have the wind, there isn't usually the rain. With it, so maybe dry things out a little bit.
It will.
Yeah. So no rain in the forecast at all today in the oil patch. I shouldn't say today. Tonight there is. But mainly like late. So should be. But chance of precip 70% again tonight. Showers and thunderstorms tomorrow. So enjoy today. It's a little summer-like, you know. So not bad at all. A Grand Forks City Council member is in hot water over a Facebook post. Speaking of social media, Mark. He posted something about, there was a debate going on about enhancing and expanding the city's recycling program. And he forwarded on something that somebody had put up about it and copied a status from someone else and didn't see a line of text that was on there. And it said, this seems to be a very popular idea among the 40 and under demographic, though not among the dead white males on the council.
Nice.
Yeah, so fellow council members are taking exception with that comment. And
well, the fact that I'm almost 100 years old, I take some kind of an exception.
Yeah, he's apologizing, so they're working on that. So anyway, thought you'd want to know that.
But I ran like a slow loris yesterday playing tennis at my age.
You did, huh?
No.
We could talk about tennis today?
I don't know.
Okay. Flag Day is coming up.
I got to say something about Flag Day. They're going to have a retiring of the flag. Folks, if you got raggedy flags, that is not respectful to flags. And there are, you can probably call vets groups. In fact, military organizations are collecting worn flags. Fargo AmVets, Post 7, 1001 First Avenue South will host a public flag retirement ceremony, 7 o'clock on Flag Day. That's Friday. For more information, call Mark Wegeman. 701-235-0426. Don't leave a ragged flag up, please.
Good advice. Flag Day is...
tomorrow.
Friday, tomorrow. So remember that, folks, okay? Short break. Back with more on AM 1100 The Flag, AM 1090, the only talk radio on the Bakken, The Flag, East and West. You're home for the What's on Your Mind preview. Steve Bakken will join me in a moment, and we'll preview our discussion on this tragedy. Stay tuned.
We'll be right back with more of What's on Your Mind after these messages.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in this free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call them toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Select Energy Services, an industry leader in innovative and efficient end-to-end water solutions and well site services, is looking for experienced Class A CDL drivers with clean driving records and water hauling experience. At Select, we believe our most valuable assets are the hardworking employees that we are proud to call our team. We offer excellent benefits and competitive wages. To apply, contact our Williston office at 701-875-5500 or visit SelectEnergyServices.com. Select Energy Services, one source for total water solutions.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrient dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
In honor of Steve Bakken's trip to one of my favorite places on the planet Earth, known as Medora, I have a Bully Pulpit shirt on today. It's not quite the same as being in Medora, but I'm in studio, Steve on location today, on assignment, and it's a tough one.
Oh, it's rough.
He's at Medora. Where are you physically as we speak right now?
I am currently at the Theodore's Tavern in the Rough Rider Hotel.
Nice place. The tavern in that new Rough Rider Hotel is fabulous.
It is beautiful.
There was a day when you stayed at Medora and you had to kind of rough it, you know, like in the bunkhouse or...
Yeah, but that was part of the experience.
Was it the Rough Rider?
I'm not saying that this isn't a nice experience either, but...
What's the one right when you come into town on the right?
Badlands Motel.
Yeah, the Badlands. And, you know, you check in there and it's like, it's, you know, I mean... It's clean and it's, you know, I mean, but it's nothing fancy. It's very basic, simple, kind of a throwback to the old motel pull up to your door days. And remember we stayed
at some of the charm of Medora, though?
It is. I agree with you. I agree. Yeah,
I was talking to somebody last night, and they're like, you know what, this would be really good if it was like Deadwood and there was gambling and casinos here. I'm like, oh, no. That's Deadwood. This is Medora.
I always say it's like it's our Black Hills without Reptile Garden, you know, and all the trashy, dumb, you know, touristy trap things that they have in South Dakota.
It's not cheesy. That's not the difference. It's not cheesy. It's not glitzy. It's not cheesy. It's North Dakota sensibility at its finest.
And you do feel like you're transformed to back to the a true.
Yeah, I went down, checked out the musical last night for a little bit, and walked around town, went over to the old slaughterhouse. I hadn't been there for a while, and read all the placards. I'm a history buff. I love reading all the old placards on history. I'm that guy. If you see the roadside attraction with the historic place, I pull over.
So anyway, we'll give you an update on all things Medora and part of the program today. We're going to talk with Senator Heidi Heitkamp as well. And as I mentioned in just a little bit in this What's on Your Mind preview hour, Michelle Bachman will be coming up at the bottom of the hour, so look forward to that too. She's a newsmaker of late. I'm going to talk with her about her future plans. She's also on the Intelligence Committee, so I want to get her take on the NSA.
Scott, do me a favor and ask her if she's going to be a newsmaker of future.
Yes. Is she going to run for that Senate?
Get her to admit anything, because I have a feeling there's bigger plans.
I do, too. And either way, there's bigger plans. Either she's going to take on a Sarah Palin-like role to shape the debate, or she's going to throw her hat into another race. So we have a lot to cover with her. And Senator Heitkamp as well. She'll take your calls. Story in the forum newspapers across the state today called Forgotten Priorities. Talking about kids, for crying out loud. And obviously this is related to a story that folks I heard about yesterday. We had a call about this on the program and spent some time telling folks who hadn't heard about it about a husband and a wife who have six children. And one of them, a five-month-old little girl, ended up in the family van while the father attended to five children under the age of seven in the house, and forgot about the five-month-old.
That has got to be every parent's worst nightmare.
Oh, it is. And what I really see this as is a wake-up call. You know, I mean, this is the forgotten priorities are our kids now, for crying out loud. This story, quotes some national statistics from kidsandcars.org that this is not totally rare. 38 children on average die in the United States every year from being left unattended in vehicles on warm days. Because mainly the number one reason this happens, they say by and large these are loving, caring, responsible, attentive, educated parents, but they're a change in routine, busy, and forget their kids. Now,
you just touched on the key, Scott. You touched on the key because I will guarantee you're guilty of it. I'm guilty of it. Most of our listeners are guilty of it. We get in that routine and a change in routine. And I know for a fact, if a little thing in my morning routine changes, I'll forget my phone. I'll forget something. I'll walk out the door completely because I skipped a step in my routine. I think a lot of parents get in that routine. And in this case, tending to five other children, a lot of parents get overwhelmed. Busy.
Yeah, I think. But here's the deal. I've been looking at the statistics and deaths by calendar year from kids in a vehicle from heat stroke, and there was a handful of these in the 90s, right? And then it just spikes late 90s, 2000, and in 2010, worst ever year where it was nearly 50. Now, come on. Well, this didn't happen before. We didn't have forgotten priorities before. I mean, allow me to be a culture warrior for a moment. This is a blinking light on the dashboard of life. Forgotten priorities? You're in routines and you forget kids? This is a wake-up call to remember what's most important in your life. You know, that's this service, this family that's going through this awful tragedy is provided. I don't want to pound on them. Part of me thinks that our laws are out of whack because we got a football player facing a felony for a bar fight from someone who's, a little banged up, but not dead, and we have a dead child, and we, decide, well, should there be or shouldn't there be? Many times there often are not charges when these things happen.
Are you saying there should be some form of charges, Scott?
Well, maybe, I don't know. I just find it odd.
Isn't the tragedy of losing a child in a horrible, horrible accident? I mean, isn't that bad enough?
I can't think of anything worse. I think more than anything, the service here is a wake-up call. I mean, the agony they're feeling. Come on. Forgotten priorities? Kids? Oh, my gosh. I don't
have children, but I see people that do this with pets all the time on a hot day. You know, look at some of those statistics. I don't want to equate pets to children, but, you know, in my case, I breed and raise and show dogs and
they take love and care too. You know,
they're my responsibility. They're my charge.
Yeah.
You know, and I look at, you know, if you can't have a pet, you can't have a kid. I'm kind of along those ilk, and I don't have children, but a lot of people that shouldn't have pets really maybe shouldn't have kids.
Anyway, that headline hit me between the eyes like a 2x4. Wow. Wake up, people. Wake up.
I want to ask one other thing, Scott, though. As far as, what was it, 38 deaths recently last year? Or
that's an average, yeah.
Yeah, on an average. Are we making a little bit too much of it? Although, be it tragic, bad things happen to good people. That's just what happens.
Look, my thing is, if you look at a chart, it didn't happen. It didn't
happen.
How many people accidentally
walk across the street when they shouldn't get hit by a bus? I mean, should that happen?
It's a small number compared to our total population, but the increases that are happening, I mean, nearly 50 in 2000 and
well, I agree with you. One is too many.
And hardly any pre-1990,
One is too many, but... You know, any tragic death is too many.
I think it's a wake-up call. It's just that, the idea that, forgotten priorities, forgot the kids. What in the world? Anyway, we'll talk about this in a little more detail and get your take on it as well coming up next hour. Senator Heidi Heitkamp will talk with the project manager for Vision West North Dakota. That's why Steve's in Medora, and also some of the folks from Medora about Bully Pulpit and the Medora musical and... Have some fun today on What's On Your Mind. On Your Mind, and take some calls. Thanks, Steve.
What's On Your Mind with Steve Bakken and Scott Hannon. We'll be right back after these messages.
Here's a really good reason to shop Nelson Auto Center in Fergus Falls. 7 new vehicle brands to choose from on one lot. That means you can take a test drive in a new F-Series truck, then a new Ram, and follow that with a GMC Sierra. What a great way to compare trucks and choose the one you like best and do it all in one stop. Nelson has a great lineup of great cars, vans, and SUVs too. Ford, Lincoln, Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, and Ram, plus GMC. Nelson Auto Center has them all. Your choice and the best buy always. And we deliver your vehicle free within 300 miles. NelsonFergusFalls.com, exit 54, Fergus Falls.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. UtopiaSilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now UtopiaSilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Keep on moving till the first days are done. Keeping it on till the day stays strong.
One of the all-time favorite guests of this program over the years is our next guest, Congresswoman Michelle Bachmann. Mark Skogerbo hosts up the Common Sense Club now that I've transferred to the morning hours and five stations with the larger network. And What's on Your Mind every morning is joining me as well. And we want to welcome back to the program one of our favorites, Congresswoman Michelle Bachmann. How are you?
Well, thank you. And one of the greatest honors of my life is to be chair of the Common Sense Club. So I'm always happy to be on with you. And I want to apologize. Yesterday, I wasn't able to be on your show. I had hoped to be. We are working fast and furious here, to borrow a term, on this whole issue of amnesty for illegal aliens. It is being fast-tracked through Washington, D.C. We're trying to stop it. It is the number one agenda item for President Obama. And unfortunately, we have a lot of Republican leaders that are also advancing this measure. And it's going to break the bank. It's going to lead us very quickly to national bankruptcy. The cost estimate is over $6 trillion to just deal with and absorb illegal aliens. We'll spend $2.7 trillion just on retirement benefits alone for illegal aliens. And so all of this is going to happen very quickly, and we could see this bill get fast-tracked and through Congress by even August 1st in the next 6 weeks. These are the two busiest months in Congress because we're passing all the spending bills in June and July. And so in the midst of all of that and all of the other scandals, we're getting this bill shoved down our throat. And unfortunately, too many Republicans have jumped on board the train. They think somehow this is going to be good for Republicans to pass amnesty, and it's a disaster on wheels. So we need people's help. We need them to call their member of Congress, because the public isn't even aware yet that this bill is being shoved down our throat. And we need them to call their House member and call their Senate member so that we can get a storm here. The Tea Party is actually coming in. We're having a big rally next Wednesday in Washington, D.C. We'll be talking about not only the IRS scandals, how the government is abusing the machinery of government to punish political opponents of the administration and reward allies of the administration, but we're also talking about this amnesty bill and why we need to oppose it and why we need to band together and demand that our elected officials listen to us and not break the bank.
Ann Coulter has said if the GOP is this stupid, they deserve to die. Do you agree with that?
I think Ann is making a valid point. I'm a proud Republican and have been and am a proud Republican. I'm appalled at what is happening with Republican leaders who are allowing this bill to fast track through. It's completely nonsensical. We are going to continue to have more and more problems politically. This is a disaster for Republicans because they are not going to get the votes of Hispanics in the short term, because we saw that with Reagan. Remember, Ronald Reagan in 1986 said, only one time will we give amnesty. This is a one-time deal. We'll never do it again. He said it will be amnesty for 1 million illegal aliens. That turned into 3.5 million illegal aliens by the time amnesty went through. Why? Because it was considered open season. 2.5 more million illegal aliens came in. The same thing will happen now. In fact, the estimate is we're looking at 33 million in the next 10 years coming into the country. So we're going to see a complete change in the country. They will be gaining voting rights. They'll be gaining rights to Social Security, Medicare, Obamacare. They will swamp the system. Now, just think of this. I'm a baby boomer. The baby boomers will very soon be demanding more money from Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid. Just when the system is going to be stretched to its limit, we're going to be swamping the boat with illegal aliens who are sicker and poorer. The average illegal alien is 34 years old. They have a 10th grade education. Does anyone believe that someone with a 10th grade education coming in as an illegal alien is going to pay in more in taxes than they suck out in benefits? They don't. That's why they are going to add to our bottom line an additional $6 trillion in costs that we don't have. We don't have that revenue now. We don't have the money to pay our current Social Security recipients or for Medicare or for Obamacare. We're living on borrowed money now. So why in the world would we allow in essentially open borders and 33 million more illegal aliens that we will have to house, feed, take care of medically, educate, and deal with fire and police? The taxes that illegal aliens will be paying won't even barely cover the fire and police, maybe a little bit of their kids' education, but that's it. It won't begin to cover their retirement benefits or Social Security and Medicare and health care, and we're going to take all that on. It's madness. Plus, here's the worst thing about this new Senate bill, Scott. It will be the end of border security. People don't realize that. This bill mothballs E-Verify. Senator Schumer said yesterday we'll never have illegal aliens again. That's right, because we'll have perpetual amnesty. This bill allows for perpetual amnesty going forward, so we will essentially have open borders, and then we'll have more drugs, more crime, and we'll have no ability to know who's coming into our country if terrorists are making their way across the border. Why any sane human being would be for this bill is beyond me, but unfortunately, a lot of our Republican leadership, including Marco Rubio, Paul Ryan, members that I respect, they're on board with this because they think this means that Hispanics will vote for Republicans. It's not going to happen. And
no,
so
my pain is in listening to you, as usual, doing a masterful job of breaking this down and awakening people to what's buried in here and getting beyond the headlines and the pablum of why we need to be in favor of this and thinking that that it's possible that you wouldn't be there anymore to provide this wake-up call. You, since we last spoke, made it a very important announcement about not seeking re-election in the House. First chance to tell our listeners one-on-one why you've made that decision.
Oh, well, thank you. Well, I'm a Christian. I'm a believer in Jesus Christ, and I came to Congress because I believe that's the way the Lord was directing my life. It will be 8 years that I've been here, and I put in, you know my schedule. I put in over 100 hours a week. I worked very, very hard. And I've just had this sense lately that the Lord was just calling me out, that I had done my service here. I'm not leaving the arena, though. I'm not leaving public life. I don't know exactly what I'll be doing, what perch I'll be from, how I'll be weighing in. I haven't closed the door. I'm running for another political office. I could. But that's not the front burner that I'm looking at right now, running for another political office. It's all good. It's all positive. It's not a bad reason why I'm getting out. I just think that I truly believe in a citizen legislature, that we should be here for a time and then go back into private life. But it isn't that I believe that the problems of the country are solved. They aren't. I'm going to weigh in. I don't know how, but just not as a member of Congress. Hopefully, I can have a great deal of influence from another perch, and we'll see what that is. So I'm going to continue to weigh in. I do believe, though, you and I worked together many times on this issue of Obamacare and everything that we've warned your listeners about the negative impacts of Obamacare, every single one of those are coming true. And people know that what we told them was true. The same thing will be true with this amnesty bill for illegal aliens. I believe, Scott, that this bill, in 2007, when John McCain put this forward, the American people pushed back hard, and the bill failed. If the American people once again rise up and push back hard, we're going to have to do it quickly. If they melt the phone lines here of their representative and their U.S. senators, I believe we have a chance to kill it. But I'm telling you, there's been nothing here in Congress. The public has no clue that Republicans are helping President Obama push this bill through. And Marco Rubio is the one who's the voice in the Senate.
Mark Stoltenberg has a question for you, too, Michelle.
Yeah. Say, Michelle, of course, so many people would love it if you would take on Senator Franken and be our senator. Your name recognition and the passionate commitment so many people have for you. I know I'd limp around to a couple thousand doors for you if you run for Senate.
Oh, well, thank you. I'd love to hear the support. And, of course, I would love to see a different senator in his place. And like I said, I don't mean to be over-spiritual about this. I really don't. But, you know, and I became a Christian because I know what a sinner I am, and that's why I needed a Savior. But when I make big decisions like this, I pray about it a long time. And if the Lord called me to run for that office, I'd run, and I'd give it everything I have. I just don't have that sense that that's what I'm being called to do right now. And it's odd. I mean, I struggled with this a long time because I'm a person who is very mission focused. And it was hard for me to make the decision to make the announcement that I wouldn't be running again because my heart believes so deeply in these issues. I work very, very hard on them. So it's hard for me to make that decision. But I do trust the Lord. I do believe that there's something that I'm supposed to do. And I believe that in his time, he'll show me what it is. And then I'll do it.
You know, Michelle, people want to hear you all over the country. Senator Howey, for example, wants you to come to Rapid City. People would flock to hear you anywhere, and you know, now you can't be accused of not being in your district. So you do have the great freedom to travel now,
well,
and what people want to hear you all over America.
Scott Hannon had invited me to Bismarck, North Dakota, to do a town hall, and it was a blizzard that night. I think it was a Friday night, Scott, up in Bismarck, and it was one of the happiest speaking engagements I ever had because I saw people in pickup trucks drive from all four corners of North Dakota to come to Bismarck. We had, I think, about 1,500 people in that room, and it was a thrill. It was a highlight, and to watch how well-informed and well-educated the people of North Dakota were, they understood the bills. They had read the different parts of Obamacare. They were quoting it. They were fully engaged. I was extremely impressed. And maybe that's what I'll do. Maybe I'll talk to people around the country. I don't know. But
by the way, you're welcome here anytime. First for a thank you party, and then maybe to kick off the Michelle Bachman tour de force. I only have a few seconds left. I have to ask you quickly about the NSA link because I know of your role in the intelligence community. Does the PRISM and this phone call surveillance program worry you? Is this a bad program or a good program misused by a current administration? Quickly.
Well, these programs are constitutional, but we're using them to defeat Islamic Jihad, and that's good. The only people who are benefiting by this classified leak are the Islamic Jihadists, the Chinese, and the Russians. So our enemies are gaining by this.
I feel the same way. So great to hear from you. We'll talk again soon. Congresswoman Michelle Bachman, great to have you on the program. Bless you.
When Nessa Consulting Service speaks, anyone doing business in the Bakken listens. We're chatting today with Kathy Nessa of Nessa Consulting Service. Kathy, let's talk a little bit about what you do differently. Training tomorrow's experts in the Bakken.
My thing is that I work with geologists, mudloggers, individuals, and I train them myself. I started doing this work back in 1979 as a mudlogger. My specialty is that I take my knowledge and I train our workers to NESIC consulting standards. And that standard is what separates us from other mudloggers and other geologists working in the basin. It's people that are trained specifically to Western North Dakota, Williston Basin geology. So that is our specialty, even though we step out into other basins. This is really our hands-on specialty. The other thing is that I focus primarily on young people to contract and work for NESIC consulting service from the northern tier. So we want people who are comfortable, know how to drive safely in North Dakota. So that is really our focus.
To find out more, go to NESIC Consulting.com or call 701-664-1492.
I want to tell you about a North Dakota product that gets rid of odors, the bad smells. This product is out of Zeela, North Dakota. Daryl, tell us about odor medicine. What kind of smells can it destroy?
What odor medicine does, it destroys the odor molecule. Basically, it kills skunk smell, cat urine. You can mold, musty smells. If you got a camper that had a refrigerator that went out that's got a stinky smell in the refrigerator, it'll destroy the odor in that refrigerator permanently. That's what it does. It basically destroys the odor so the odor will not come back. We give 100% guarantee if that smell ever comes back. Call us up or refund your money.
The stench of rotting meat in a freezer that lost power. Think of that. That odor destroyed. If you go to getridofsmellnow.com, use the promo code Scott, get 10% off your order, plus free priority shipping. Getridofsmellnow.com, 100% money-back guarantee. You can't beat it, and it's North Dakota made.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Degrees in the Fargo, 62 in Tioga at this hour. Bismarck 57, Williston 63, Jamestown 61, Grand Forks 61 degrees as well. And weather-wise, I'll quickly just tell you what our forecast will be. Then we have to get sports in because we had a little change of routine today with a newsmaker at the bottom of the hour. Didn't get a chance to tell you about sports, and we don't want to forget about that. So we will tell you the scoop there. Somehow I've displaced my forecast. Now that's so rare. Beautiful day today in the valley. Will be sunny, high near, low 80s, upper 70s. Calm winds, partly cloudy tonight, about 60. Southeast wind is 7 to 15. Some showers and thunderstorms likely tomorrow, mainly after 1. Mostly cloudy, high near 77. Breezy with a south-southeast wind at 16 to 20. Gust as high as 25. Chance of precip about 60%. Friday night, chance of showers. Sunny on Saturday, however, and high near 80. And Sunday, slight chance of showers, but otherwise mostly sunny and 78. Feels like summer's finally arrived here, so that's kind of nice. Up in the patch will be mostly sunny, high near 77 today, but breezy up there tonight. Showers and thunderstorms in the early morning hours. Showers and thunderstorms on Friday as well. High near 71, so it'll cool off. Saturday, sunny, high near 73. No rain in the forecast Saturday in the patch, so that's kind of nice. Anyway, how about those Twins? How about those Twins, Mr. Mark Skogerbo?
Well, they're just an amazing group of people. You know, when you bat ninth, you expect that that's kind of the doofer that can't hit the ball anywhere. And we had Cleet Thomas was batting ninth for the Twins last night in a come-from-behind victory. He went 4-for-4 for the first time in his life. number 8 hitter, Arcia, filling in for the injured Hicks, got 3 hits. So we go 8 and 9, get 7 hits. Twins come from behind, get win 4-3 over the Phillies, second game in a row. And they had a pitcher named Bastardo that lost, and Dunsing won. Perkins got the save. Just a terrific game there. But look at these girls. One of the happiest pictures, the entire above the fold of the forum, the four girls from Detroit Lakes golf team, unbeaten champs, four happy, happy girls, Sydney Busker, Emma Thompson, Kate Smith, Natalie Roth, just in absolute sheer delight and joy, unbeaten state champs. Pretty cool. And Staples Motley boys won the championship.
Did you stay up to watch the Blackhawks Bruins?
I hung in there as long as I could and dozed in the third overtime, and so did the forum. I had to go online and find out that they won. Scrappy.
They beat the Blackhawks.
The Blackhawks. Andrew Shaw, who had dished out 9 hits, little diminutive man. He got knocked down in the third overtime, got in front of the goal, and flicked in a rebound as the Blackhawks won the fifth longest hockey game of history, 4-3.
Three overtimes.
Yep. See, and they don't have sudden death like they do in the regular season. They just keep pounding away. So these guys are pretty tired. It's going to really see who's in the best shape now, how the next game unfolds, because they're going to take some recovery time. And, you know, we got another game of
the, by the way, that was at 12:08 of the third period.
12:08, yeah.
You had to wait a little into the overtime as well.
Yeah.
Into the third overtime.
I faltered. I'm sorry.
Pretty amazing. And, you know, I love it that they came from behind. They were down 2-0. Down 3-1 at another point, and battled back in the third to tie it up late, 12-14, sent it to OT, and unbelievable. Pretty amazing. Yeah. So, our buddy and a former Fighting Sioux, the captain
of
the Chicago Blackhawks, is why we're such big Blackhawks fans, did not disappoint. So,
no.
We saved his performance for later.
But he raved about Andrew Shaw.
Pretty cool.
So
deflected a nice goal there for the overtime winner.
Yep.
Gotta love it. All right. Sorry I interrupted you.
That's quite all right. It was a really thrilling occasion. Would have been nice to be able to stay up.
I couldn't do it.
I didn't have two picks for
my eye. I just couldn't do it. Could not do it.
And then, of course, we have the big old LeBron James saying, I'm going to do so much better this time, as they got whacked in San Antonio by 36 points the other night. He's going to do a lot better.
San Antonio
Spurs.
Okay. Just checking there.
Yeah, right. Okay. They're kind of named after the Cowboys, you know, with their jingling, jangling Spurs.
What do the Redhawks have tonight?
The Redhawks have a night off, I believe. They lost last night to the Saints. And then, but they're going to have the big game with the fireworks in town on Friday. Fireworks. Flag Day.
Fireworks at the end of the game, and just an all-around great time. So perfect way to do it. And looks like, you know, these showers are going to hold off till after the wee hours of the morning. So
Gary is going to be their opponent.
There you go. So they are off, huh? Yeah, they are. They got a day off as they travel back from St. Paul and crank up tomorrow. And they have a nice weekend series. Then they're gone again for a while. They're not home for a weekend till the end of June.
Of course, the U.S. Open has got everybody looking at Tiger again as he continues his hopeful trudge toward catching Jack with all his major victories. He's 4 behind, but he's had sort of a strange detour for the last few years. But now he's winning more. He's now number 1 in the world again, paired with Rory McIlroy and Adam Scott in the first amazing threesome. If the weather permits, the U.S. Open is on.
There you go. Sounds good. What's on your mind is coming up. Steve Bakken and I will be joined by Senator Heidi Heitkamp, as well as some folks talking about the Vision West project. That's the oil and gas county's strategizing, looking to the future and planning, and so we'll get an update on that. Steve is in Medora, so we'll also talk with some folks about the new musical and all the fun that is every year. North Dakota's number one tourist destination, Medora. We'll take your calls, questions, and comments. Forgotten priorities. Oh, my gosh. What does this say about our culture when our kids are the forgotten priorities? We're going to talk about that next at 800-228-0550. Put that number in your speed dial. Let's chat. Coming up next.
We'll be right back with more of What's on Your Mind after these messages.
Select Energy Services, an industry leader in innovative and efficient end-to-end water solutions and well site services, is looking for experienced Class A CDL drivers with clean driving records and water hauling experience. At Select, we believe our most valuable assets are the hardworking employees that we are proud to call our team. We offer excellent benefits and competitive wages. To apply, contact our Williston office at 701-875-5500 or visit selectenergyservices.com. Select Energy Services, one source for total water solutions.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
Come to Burnsville, Minnesota to attend the Healthy Body 13 Conference.
2 days only.
Friday, June 21st at 6 p.m. for the opportunity meeting. And Saturday, June 22nd at 9 a.m. for training by Tom Chenault. Learn about Dr. Joel Wallach, the man who took on the FDA 8 times and won on all counts. For details, call 651-695-7750. That's 651-695-7750. Or visit HealthyBody13.com. HealthyBody13.com. Income at home with nutrition done right. Don't miss it.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Attention preppers, think you've got everything? Think again. You need rescue tape. The ultimate emergency repair tape. Used by the U.S. Army on trucks and tanks as part of their battle damage repair kit. Rescue tape is 20 times stronger than duct tape. Rescue tape repairs leaky pipes and hoses up to 500 degrees. Waterproofs electrical connections. And even works right over oily, dirty surfaces. Rescue tape belongs in every prepper's survival kit, bug out bag, and emergency kit. Get rescued or just get stuck. Learn more at rescuetape.com.
If you want to approach companies with your invention, the first step is to secure your patent rights. We are Russ Weinzimmer & Associates, a national law firm dedicated to helping you get strong protection for your invention. Already selling a product based on your invention? There may still be time to lock in your rights. Just call us at 800-621-3654 for your confidential free consultation or visit strategicpatentlaw.com. That's strategicpatentlaw.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food.